We are so glad you stuck around for another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station.
That's right. Hey, I've got the calf path coming up because you know what season it is now, don't you?
Calving season, yeah.
That's right. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about something quite serious. That would be Tri-State Livestock News. Because if you're going to talk calving, you really need to have a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News to get you through it. They're always packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. You can stay connected. You can celebrate the ranching life. It's all there in Tri-State Livestock News.
The Calving Path, huh?
Indeed, by Sam Walter Foss.
Okay.
One day through the primeval wood, a calf walked home, as good calves should, but made a trail all bent askew, a crooked trail, as all calves do. Since then, 300 years have fled, and I infer the calf is dead, but still he left behind his trail, and thereby hangs my moral tale. The trail was taken up next day by a lone dog that passed that way, and then a wise bellwether sheep pursued the trail o'er vale and steep. And drew the flock behind him, too, as well bellwethers always do. And from that day, o'er hill and glade, through those old woods a path was made, and many men wound in and out, and dodged and turned and bent about, and uttered words of righteous wrath, because 'twas such a crooked path. But still they followed. Now do not laugh, the first migrations of that calf. And through this winding woodway stalked, because he wobbled when he walked. This forest path became a lane that bent and turned again. This crooked lane became a road where many a poor horse with his load toiled on beneath the burning sun and traveled some 3 miles in one. And thus a century and a half they trod the footsteps of that calf. The years passed on in swiftness fleet. The road became a village street, and this, before men were aware, a city's crowded thoroughfare. And soon the central street was this of a renowned metropolis. And men 2 centuries and a half trod in the footsteps of that calf. Each day 100,000 rout followed that zigzag calf about, and o'er his crooked journey went the traffic of a continent. 100,000 men were led by one calf near 3 centuries dead. They follow still his crooked way and lose 100 years a day. For thus such reverence is lent to well-established precedent. A moral lesson this I might teach were I adorned and called to preach. For men are prone to go it blind along the calf paths of the mind and work away from sun to sun and do what other men have done. They follow in the beaten track, and in and out and forth and back, and still their devious course pursue to keep the path that others do. They keep the path a sacred groove, although which all their lives they move. But how the wise old wood gods laugh who saw the first primeval calf. Many things this tale might teach, but I am not ordained to preach.
Uh-huh.
Talking about a calf and the impact that calf made.
I have something that kind of goes along those lines today. A big international construction company won a contract to build roads in the Rocky Mountains. Their foreign engineer started doing high-tech survey drones, GPS, 3D maps, everything you could think of. During the survey, an old local American contractor was watching them quietly. One engineer got curious and said, "Sir, how do you people design roads here before all this technology?" A local contractor smiled and said, "Well, we load a donkey with a bag of white chalk, poke a small hole in it, and let the donkey loose on the mountain." The engineers looked shocked. The contractor continued, "The donkey walks up using the safest and the easiest path. Wherever we see chalk marks, we know that's the best way to go. Then we build the road right there." The foreign engineer, now confused, asked politely, "So you don't use civil engineers here?" The local contractor laughed and replied, "Well, of course we do. Whenever the donkeys aren't available, engineers can do the job."
So calves and donkeys, I guess, apparently are who we really need to go to if we want to build some roads.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area. Start by going to visitvalentine.com and check out over 50 things to do. And that's the good stuff.